Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Here's how stupid you must be to play for the Cleveland Browns. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Odds makers are calling the NBA Finals that start tonight between the Golden State Warriors and Cleveland Cavaliers perhaps the most one-sided championship series in the history of pro basketball. Demarius Randle better hope they are right. Randle is the new free safety for the Cleveland Browns, who should not be mistaken for the LeBron-led Cavaliers. Here is why. Randle signed with the NFL team that went 0-16 last season and kept its coach, Hugh Jackson. Dumb move number one there. This week, Jackson will jump into Lake Erie to pay off the debt he owes by guaranteeing fans that the Browns would not be worse in 2017 than they were in 2016, when they went 1-15. They were worse by one game. Take a swim, coach. Now they have this nincompoop safety making this dumb promise on Twitter this week. Randle said if the Cavaliers beat the Warriors for the NBA title, he would buy every fan that retweeted his offer one of the Browns' jerseys. As of last night, 885,000 people had done it. At $100 per jersey, that will cost Randle almost $78 million if LeBron can lead the Cavaliers to their second title in 3 years. What was this guy thinking? Cleveland fans aren't as stupid as he apparently thinks. They are pretty passionate with the Indians, a Major League playoff contender, and the Cavs having James, who has proven he can lead any team to victory. Randle said he didn't think that many people would retweet his tweet. Duh. A free Browns jersey if the Cavaliers win? They are underdogs, yes, but never out of it with LeBron. Now Randle will be rooting against his new hometown NBA team to save himself millions or a major PR disaster, which his new football team hardly needs. What is it with Twitter anyway? How do compulsive tweeters get anything else done if they spent all day tweeting and reading, then retweeting tweets? The general manager of the NBA Sixers, Brian Colangelo, is under investigation for having secret Twitter accounts on which he criticized his own players. What? I hope that is not true, because Colangelo will have lost the last job he will ever have in pro basketball. He's the GM of the team. If he doesn't like his players, trade them. Don't tweet about them. Or hire Randle to do your dirty work. This is Archansky. See ya.